In the capital, Nairobi, here, police have been trying to repass groups of protesters who've been trying to make their way to the city center to continue with the protest. In Nairobi, generally, there is very heavy police presence. A lot of the protesters who have been trying to make their way to the Nairobi's business district have been blocked because many of the route, access routes have actually been blocked by anti-riot police. So the situation in the city is that the military has also been patrolling the streets of the city center, although there haven't been any skirmishes with the military. But we have seen quite a number of police lobbing tear gas canisters to small groups of protesters who've been trying to make their way to the city center. I should also add that all the entrances to the state house are blocked by heavy police presence. So it's really difficult. Any protesters will manage to go that route.
And Ruben, hundreds of protesters are also, according to reports, are gathering in the port city of Mombasa and in the western city of Kisumu. It's not only Nairobi.
Yes, indeed. We've seen protests also happening in many other towns across the country. There has been protests in Mombasa, which is the coastal city of Mombasa. We've also seen protesters in western part of Kenya, Kisumu, towns of Migori. There were reports that some protesters were shot, but those reports are yet to be confirmed. So the protests seem to be happening not only in Nairobi, but also in many parts of the country. But I have to say that since the president yesterday announced that he had decided to reject the contentious legislation, we've seen a bit of turndown. Some of the protesters have already been taking to their social media platforms and saying that they are open for discussion, and some have already said that they are not going to take part in today's demonstration. So I guess that's why we are not seeing a heavy presence of protesters in the capital.
Ruto is grappling with the most serious crisis of his two-year-old presidency as the youth-led protest movement has grown rapidly from online condemnations of the tax hikes into mass rallies demanding a political overhaul.
Yes, definitely. I think this kind of protest, I would say they have been unprecedented because, one, it is a group of young people called the Gen Zs who've been calling out politicians and also demanding accountability from the government. And it remains to be seen what the president will do moving forward. Yesterday, he mentioned in the speech that he's willing to engage with the young people, and also he announced that he would like to see a kind of a multi-stakeholders discussion opened. So I guess these demonstrators have really put the administration on its toes. So we wait to see probably what are the next steps moving forward.
As far as the casualties are concerned, what are the numbers so far?
The number of deaths stand at 23, but also several hundred have been wounded in this protest.